La 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 la. Alannam all my roses gwochion, alannam all my lilies gwanion, alannam all my'n gariad uned, yn cysgu nos y chodi bore. La la la. Alannamo, a song that reminds me of my upbringing in Dare Cymru, South Wales, at Aberavon Beach. Now, if you stand on the sand there and look out to sea, on a clear day, you can see Somerset and even imagine misty Devon and Cornwall beyond to the southwest. This stretch of water is the Bristol Channel, and if you follow it to the east as it narrows, it becomes Aberhavren, the Severn estuary, and finally you enter the river itself, Avon Havren in Welsh, the River Severn in English. But like all anciently named rivers, the name holds a kingfisher's tale or two. Hamsamaeth and all, a long time ago, even before Arthur's time, and even before the Romans came to Prydynvawr, Great Britain, there was a Celtic king called Locrinus, who ruled the southeastern part of the island, what is now England, and he had taken Gwendolyn, the daughter of Corineus of Cornwall, as a wife, and they had a son, Mathan. All was well in the kingdom until one dark day, Humber the Hun attacked Locrin's brother, Albinactus, who ruled in the northeast. To avenge his death, Locrinus and his brother Camber of Cymru, Wales, marched on King Humber and threw him in the river that now bears his name. Well, Humber's queen, Estrildis, was a wonderful sight to see, and unfortunately for him, Locrinus looked a little too long and was smitten, and in the common parlance, bedded the babe. Not wishing to anger Gwendolyn, his wife, and his father-in-law, Corineus, he kept her secretly as mistress in Trinovantium, modern-day London. But when Corineus had taken his final journey to Avalon, Locrinus spurned Gwendolyn and took Estrildis to wife, and a daughter, Havrin, was born to them. Gwendolyn was furious as only a Cornish queen could be. Raised an army with Mathan, her son, defeated Locrinus, and to make sure no one forgot the infamy, threw Estrildis and Havren in the river, declaring to the whole of Britain that the river was to be known from that time forth as the Havren. Sometime later, when the Romans showed up, as with all conquering armies, they had trouble with the native British tongue, and Latinized Havrin, so it became Sabrin. In their turn, when the Saxons came, they did the same thing, so that today Sabrin has become the River Severn in English, although the descendants of the ancient British, the Cymry, the Welsh, still commemorate this unfortunate love child in the river name, Avon Havrin. Mae'r gen i fywch a daigon arian, mae'r gen i fywch sy'n godro'i hunan, mae'r gen i fywch sy'n llanws dwgau. Fel mae môr yn llanw'r baiau. La, la, la. I have a cow with two silver horns. I have a cow that milks itself. I have a cow that fills the pails, just as the sea fills the bays. This odd little verse of the same song has puzzled people for centuries, but with all good puzzles, there's a solution. If you follow the Hafon Hafren, the River Severn, up from the sea past Chepstow, Gloucester, Worcester, and along the border between Wales and England, eventually you come to Amwythig, or Shrewsbury in the English tongue. There the river splits the town in two. Amsamaeth and all, after Arthur, Owen Glyndŵr, and the great legions of Welsh heroes were already asleep in their cave, waiting for the dragon to rise again. There was a cobbler returning home from a Amwythig market, where he had collected all the shoes of the town in need of repair. He was anxious to get home to his wife and family, but of a sudden felt the ground beneath him move. Looking into the far distance, he saw a wonder. A huge man carrying an enormous shovel piled high with earth, boulders, and vegetation of every kind. Well, he thought about turning around, but as Di, his old Welsh friend, would say, Aylwyd y gymyth, one's own hearth is inviting. So he took heart and trudged on with a sack full of worn shoes on his back. Quite quickly, the giant, for such he was right next to the cobbler. With a huge sigh, he set down the shovel with a tremendous thud and, obviously winded, wiped the torrent of sweat from his brow. My good man, he quietly thundered, how far is Amwythig from here? Well, the cobbler had also learned from old Di that arf doeth yw pwyth. Discretion is a wise man's weapon. So he up and said, why do you need to know? Well, said the giant, I am Gwendol Rikin ap Schenkin ap Mynydd Mawr, come up from Wales to avenge myself on the men of Amwythig who stole my magic cow, a cow with silver horns, milking itself and filling the bay full of milk every day. I will drop this shovel of earth on the Hafon Hafren, dam up the river and drown the wicked town. A strong wind almost blew the cobbler down when he shouted this. Well, said the cobbler, thinking on his feet, Gwendol Rikin ap Schenkin ap Mynydd Mawr, you'll not get there today, or tomorrow, or the next day. Emptying out the sack of old shoes, I have worn out all these shoes coming from the town. With that, the giant let out an even greater tree-shaking sigh, emptied his shovel right there and then, cleaned off the muddy spade with his leviathan boot, grudgingly turned and wearily headed home to Wales. And to this day, outside Amwythig is a great hill called the Rikin, and next to it a smaller one called the Ercall. And luckily for all, because of the cobbler's discretion and the wisdom of his Welsh friend Di, the Hafon Hafren still flows downstream past Worcester, Gloucester and Chepstow till it finds its home in the welcoming sea as the kingfisher sings of Hafren and the lovers forever lost. La, la, la.